Good morning, this is Chris from State Watch. I'm just sending this message to give an introduction to our research that we published last week. So last week, State Watch published some documents we obtained from the UK Ministry of Justice through a Freedom of Information request. And those documents relate to a project that was originally called the Homicide Prediction Project. This was a research project being run by the Ministry of Justice. It involved taking data on thousands and thousands of people from Greater Manchester Police, combining that data with data from the Ministry of Justice, and seeing if the results could be used to work out who might commit murder or other violent crimes in the future. Now, the system was, as far as we know, never been used. It was a research project, but the point of us publishing those documents is really to say, firstly, this is not the way to solve the problem of violent crime. Even if you could predict who is going to commit murder, what would you do to stop them? How would you intervene? Number two, any system like this is going to be inherently flawed because of the structural and institutional racism and discrimination that underpins policing in the criminal justice system. That means all the data held by the police and the Ministry of Justice is tainted by that racism and discrimination, and that means any algorithm or automated system you produce using that data is going to reflect the same racism and discrimination. So, in short, you put bias in, you get bias out. Now, we don't know what the current status of the project is. The name was changed to something far more anodyne, sharing data to improve risk assessment, which is less sinister than the Homicide Prediction Project. But this is just one example of many examples of systems like this, not just in the UK, but also across France, Belgium, Germany, Spain, and elsewhere as well. In Italy too, the police have deployed automated systems. And we think there should be a ban on these systems because they can never do what's intended and they will do more harm than good. And what we need is systems of care and welfare and healthcare and education and support. That's the serious way to deal with problems such as these.